AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen.
President Trump asked Thursday afternoon about the prospect of James Comey being indicted.
They're going to make a determination. I'm not making that determination. I think I'd be allowed to get involved if it wants, but I don't really choose to do so.
Word quickly came the former FBI director has, in fact, been charged with lying to Congress. The criminal case filed days after Trump singled Comey out in a social media post complaining that the attorney general had not yet brought charges.
I can only say that Comey's a bad person.
Comey is the first former senior government official to face prosecution in connection with one of Trump's chief grievances, the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Comey maintains his innocence and says he has great confidence in the judicial system. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump said yesterday Chinese leader Xi Jinping has approved a deal to spin off TikTok USA into a new joint venture owned by American investors.
This is going to be American operated all the way. And great respect for President Xi, and I very much appreciate that he approved the deal, because to get it done properly, we really needed the support of China and the approval of China.
At an executive order signing, White House advisor Stephen Miller says the administration will combine agency forces to crack down on left-wing terrorism.
This is the first time in American history that there is an all-of-government effort to dismantle left-wing terrorism, to dismantle Antifa, to dismantle the organizations that have been carrying out these acts of political violence and terrorism.
And an Alabama man convicted of killing a woman during a 1997 gas station robbery was put to death last night after apologizing to the victim's family and pleas from the woman's son to spare his life. This is AP News. The gunman who opened fire on an ICE facility in Dallas hated the U.S. government and wanted to incite terror. AP's Lisa Dwyer.
He also hoped his actions would give ICE agents real terror of being gunned down. And he did this to induce constant stress in their lives.
Acting United States Attorney for the Northern District of Texas, Nancy Larson.
They found bullets on the rooftop, one of which was labeled with the words anti-ICE.
Larson says that some of the notes found included foul language expressing his hatred towards ICE. One note also says,
he called the ICE employees people showing up to collect a dirty paycheck.
In another note,
the sniper explicitly states, yes, it was just me.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.